instrument. Thank you to my network for sending it on to me. I'm familiar with that instrument because the wording on the back is mine. Mostly mine. The wording on the front is still Elvic speak. And it still is a bond that the users believe draws from Treasury, which is a...
Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. All kinds of interesting news stories to take a look at this morning, including one that we did not finish from last week that I want to revisit in the show's first hour, entitled The Holocaust Ideology, a Theological Threat to Christianity and Islam, that is by Paul Grubach. We looked at the first part of that essay last week. I want to take a look at half number two of what Paul has to say in the first hour of the show, along with a couple of items on Rudolph Giuliani. Glenn Greenwald has a post today at Salon entitled, Giuliani's Proposal for Endless Middle East Wars on Behalf of Israel. This dovetails with what Another Day at the Empire is telling us in an essay entitled, Giuliani, Greenwald, and Israel. Israel, by the way, asks U.S. foreign aid to be paid in euros. In euros. That's reported this morning by Wake Up From Your Slumber. This is one of the things that Greg Felton and I are going to be talking about this morning at 8 o'clock when he comes on. Greg listed for me last night five or six things he would like to chat about in the show's second hour. This is one of them. The story that Israel has asked that U.S. foreign aid be paid in euros. A couple of other interesting items. It's too bad we don't have a television video capability today. We could take a look at Dr. Michael Chosadowski's video at globalresearch.ca. I have not yet witnessed this video, but I have earmarked it as something that I need to look at this week. It's entitled America's Long War, From the Truman Doctrine to the Neocons. It's a very, very interesting video, I understand, that Dr. Michael Chosadowski has put together at globalresearch.ca that gets into an overview of American foreign policy since the days of Harry Truman. Well worth your time. A federal panic and a massive bailout of American banks paid for by the entire world. This is certainly something that the Christian Science Monitor reminds us today is not a particularly good idea. And therefore, we're going to be taking a look at that piece as well on the show's first hour, along with a very, very curious thing that I will point out to you that's at antiwar.com. Neocon par excellence Michael Ledeen of American Enterprise Institute fame is now telling antiwar.com that he did not favor the war with Iraq. This is a bit of revisionist history that antiwar.com recognizes as such. Take a look at their post on this Michael Ledeen interview. You can actually hear the interview by going to antiwar.com and clicking on the very top of the screen where you will see Michael Ledeen entered. This is a most interesting thing as more Israeli-oriented neocons try to divert attention from their fundamental role in causing this war with Iraq to take place, in motivating the United States administration to do Israel's fighting on Israel's behalf, all the while masking it in terms of weapons of mass destruction. Michael Ledeen, of course, is right in the center of that crowd with Pearl and Wolfowitz and the rest of the gang. Now he's trying to say that it's not exactly the way it was told in the beginning. Folks, it's exactly the way that it was told in the beginning. Michael Ledeen and the Israeli neocons are the reason why we are in this present situation in the Middle East. They are the ones that are ultimately behind this push to expand this conflict. We will be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton joins us at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. This is Mark and Cost America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Going to be taking a look at a couple of news stories this morning in the show's first hour, including Paul Grubach's essay, The Holocaust Ideology, a theological threat to Christianity and Islam. We started this essay last week and then we didn't get through all of it. I think it is well worth our time to get through the whole thing this morning. Also to take a look at a couple of things related to Rudolph Giuliani, including Glenn Greenwald's essay, Giuliani's Proposal for Endless Middle East Wars on Behalf of Israel. One other post that I think we need to look at as well, because of its ominous implications, comes to us from the London Sunday Times of September the 23rd. It's entitled, Secret U.S. Air Force Team to Perfect Plan for Iran Strike. Before I read that essay, I just wanted to draw your attention to the ongoing development of Emmanuel Lutheran Church's website in South San Antonio. We won't belabor that point this morning, but if you want to see what I look like in clerical garb, you can do that at www.ilcsa.org. That's www.ilcsa.org. That stands for Emmanuel Lutheran Church San Antonio, by the way. www.ilcsa.org. The site is still being put together. The next thing that will be put up there on the board in the next couple of days will be the schedule of events at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. But as of right now, you can contact the church through email. There's a nice links page. There is a discussion of the location of this in South San Antonio, and also a home page that gives you the gist of what that particular group of people is all about if you look at ilcsa.org. Back to this whole business from yesterday's London Sunday Times. Secret U.S. Air Force team to perfect plan for Iran strike. This is posted by Sarah Baxter as a Washington byline. She says that the United States Air Force has set up a highly confidential strategic planning group tasked with fighting the next war as tensions rise with Iran. Project Checkmate, a successor to the group that planned the 1991 Gulf War air campaign, was quietly reestablished at the Pentagon in June. It reports directly to General Michael Mosley, the U.S. Air Force chief, and consists of 20 to 30 top Air Force officers and defense and cyberspace experts with ready access to the White House, the CIA, and other intelligence agencies. Detailed contingency planning for a possible attack on Iran has been carried out for more than 2 years by CENTCOM, the U.S. Central Command, according to defense sources. Checkmate's job is to add a dash of brilliance to Air Force thinking by countering the military's tendency to fight the last war, and by providing innovative strategies for warfighting and assessing future needs for air, space, and cyber warfare. It is led by Brigadier General Lawrence Stutz Stutzrehm, who is considered one of the brightest Air Force generals. He is assisted by Dr. Lonnie Kass, a former Israeli military officer and expert on cyber warfare. Dr. Lonnie Kass, a former Israeli military officer and expert on cyber warfare. The failure of UN sanctions to curtail Iran's nuclear ambitions, which Tehran claims are peaceful, is giving rise to an intense debate about the likelihood of military strikes. Bernard Kouchner, the French foreign minister, said last week that it was, quote, necessary to prepare for the worst, and the worst is war, unquote. He later qualified his remarks, saying he wanted to avoid that outcome. France has joined America in pushing for tough third sanctions resolutions against Iran at the UN Security Council, but is meeting strong resistance from China and Russia. Britain has been doing its best to bridge the gap, but it is increasingly likely that new sanctions will be implemented by a U.S.-led coalition of the willing. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who arrives in New York for the UN General Assembly today, has been forced to abandon plans to visit Ground Zero, where the World Trade Center stood until the September 11th attacks of 2001. Politicians from George W. Bush to Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner for the 2008 race for the White House, were outraged by the prospect of a visit to New York's most venerated site by a quote-unquote state sponsor of terrorism. Bush still hopes to isolate Iran diplomatically, says the London Sunday Times, but believes the regime is moving steadily closer to obtaining nuclear weapons while the Security Council bickers. The U.S. president faces strong opposition to military action, however, within his own Joint Chiefs of Staff. Quote, none of them think it is a good idea, but they will do it if they are told to, unquote, said a senior defense source. General John Abizaid, the former CENTCOM commander, said last week, quote, every effort should be made to stop Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons, but failing that, the world could live with a nuclear-armed Iran, unquote. Critics fear Abizaid has lost sight of Iran's potential to arm militant groups such as Hezbollah with nuclear weapons. Quote, you can deter Iran, but there is no strategy against nuclear terrorism, unquote, said the retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney of the Iran Policy Committee. Quote, there is no question that we can take out Iran. The problem is the follow-on, the velvet revolution that needs to be created so the Iranian people know it's not aimed at them, but at the Iranian regime, unquote. Checkmate's free-thinking mission is to, quote, provide planning inputs to warfighters that are strategically, operationally, and tactically sound, logistically supportable, and politically feasible, unquote. Its remit is not specific to one country, according to defense sources, but its forward planning is thought relevant to any future air war against Iranian nuclear and military sites. It is also looking at possible threats from China and North Korea. Checkmate was formed in the 1970s to counter Soviet threats, but fell into disuse in the 1980s. It was revived under Colonel John Warden and was responsible for drawing up plans for the crushing air blitz against Saddam Hussein at the opening of the first Gulf War. Warden told the Sunday Times, quote, "When Saddam invaded Kuwait, we had access to unlimited numbers of people with expertise, including all the intelligence agencies, and were able to be significantly more agile than CENTCOM," unquote. He believes that Checkmate's role is to develop the necessary expertise so that, quote, if somebody says Iran, it says, here's what you need to think about. Here are the objectives, the risks. Here's what it will cost. Here are the numbers of planes we will lose. Here is how the war is going to end. And here is what the peace will look like, unquote. Warden added, the CENTCOMs of this world are executional. They don't have the staff, the expertise, or the responsibility to do the thinking that is needed before a country makes the decision to go to war. War planning is not just about bombs, airplanes, and sailing boats, unquote. I agree with Colonel Warden on this, but this whole business of thinking, the responsibility to do the thinking that is needed before a country makes the decision to go to war, that's a nice thought. Where was the thinking before we went to war with Iraq? Where was the thinking involved in what we did when we supported the State of Israel in 1948 and have supported all of the things that have happened in the last 60 years that have led to this current impasse? Are Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney thinking? Is Michael Ledeen thinking today? Are we seeing any degree of thinking out of Pearl and Wolfowitz and all these guys at the American Enterprise Institute? That's a question that we need to be thinking a lot about. In whatever time remains before this catastrophe begins, which is all what it looks like. One other thing comes up in this piece, and of course, it basically begs for attention. It develops in virtually any story that one sees in the international press on this. This checkmate being put together by the United States Air Force once again involves a high-level Israeli military officer as a participant. Brigadier General Lawrence Stutzrim is the head of this so-called Operation Checkmate. He is considered to be one of the brightest Air Force generals, according to the London Sunday Times. But he is assisted by Dr. Lonnie Kass, K-A-S-S, a former Israeli military officer and expert on cyber warfare. Folks, this so-called secret U.S. Air Force team that the London Sunday Times says is perfecting a plan for an Iran strike, as you look at Project Checkmate, it becomes abundantly clear that it has, once more, the fingerprints of the nation of Israel all over it. Is the tail wagging the dog once more? And is Israel going to get its way this time the way that it did before we went into Iraq? It seems to me that the answer to that question is probably yes, but let's sincerely hope, and I sincerely hope, that I'm wrong. But in regard to this whole thing, I would ask you once again to support the No More Wars for Israel conference. This latest from the London Sunday Times about Project Checkmate is just the latest evidence in the international media that Israel is putting the pieces into place for the United States to expand its own disastrous military involvement in the Middle East. Therefore, the No More Wars for Israel conference held in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th is an absolute necessity. It's a necessity for that conference to happen. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press is putting this whole thing together. And as we look at this whole business of this conference in Southern California, here's an important update from Mark Glenn for you to consider. He says, "You know who is up to their old tricks that they inherited from their Pharisee forefathers trying to silence any opposition to their agenda. As such, these individuals who would dare accuse the rest of us of being unpatriotic are trying to rob us of our rights of free speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, and freedom of worship. Elements within the Zionist extremist camps, as Mark Lem, Glenn, are already in panic mode over this upcoming conference. We'll be back with the rest of that important update. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, will join us at approximately 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, coming to us from Vancouver, Canada. We've been talking about a series of news stories this morning, not the least of which is what the London Sunday Times is now reporting about the United States Air Force and its secret operation. a secret U.S. Air Force team that's been put together to perfect a plan for an Iran strike. It's called Project Checkmate. And once again, as we look at the story, of all of the things that we could talk about related to that story this morning, is once again what surfaces in the mainstream press abroad about Israel's connection to these various American national security operations. Brigadier General Lawrence Stutzream, who is considered to be one of the brightest Air Force generals, according to the London Sunday Times, is joined by Dr. Lonnie Kass, K-A-S-S, a former Israeli military officer and expert on cyber warfare. Dr. Kass might be a former Israeli military officer. I suspect that Dr. Kass is also a very current member of the Israeli intelligence community. Once again, these are the fingerprints. We see it quite obviously in virtually everything we now read on the subject. And I want to draw your attention once more to the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up. You can see all of the information that you need to see in regard to supporting it and helping to finance it. Coming out for the conference as a registrant. You can see this at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. But this morning, the most important thing to note in the first part of the show is that Mark Lynn of the American Free Press is telling us that the Israeli lobby is now working overtime in Southern California, to keep this conference from happening. Mark says that you-know-who is up to their old tricks that they inherited from their Pharisee forefathers of trying to silence any opposition to their agenda. As such, these individuals who would dare accuse the rest of us of being unpatriotic are trying to rob us of our rights to free speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, and freedom of worship. Elements within the Zionist extremist camp are already in panic mode over this upcoming conference, says Mark Lynn, and are calling around to all the hotels in Southern California, pretending to be police officers and trying to find out where the conference is being held so that they can do their usual business of intimidating hotel owners and others into shutting us down. This is the reason why details of the conference are being kept private at this time. This is the latest coming to us from Mark Lynn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross in regard to what is said at the No More Wars for Israel site, which you can see at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. And folks, as we watch this whole thing develop, it is quite clear that they are worried. That they are worried that this whole thing is going to result in a much wider, broad-based level of participation than it's ever had before. I can't tell you how successful Mark Lynn has been thus far, not simply in terms of the speakers that he's recruited, but the initial registrations that he has been able to gather for this conference far outstrips anything that they've had in the past as it relates to this very worthwhile event. And somebody out there is worried. I leave it to your imagination as to who that somebody might prove to be. Let's then get back to what Paul Grubach says. The Holocaust ideology, a theological threat to Christianity and Islam. Last week, Paul Grubach was reminding us that we need to recall what is meant by the term Holocaust ideology. He says that it encompasses these propositions. The Nazi government formulated a master plan to murder all the Jews of Europe. This master plan was primarily carried out with the use of homicidal gas chambers in 6 concentration camps in Poland and with mobile gas vans on the Eastern Front. In addition, planned forced starvation and mass shootings were also employed as instruments of mass murder. Finally, approximately 6 million Jews were slaughtered by the Nazis. Another of the standard claims of the entire package called the Holocaust, says Paul Grubach, is that Western Christendom created the climate of opinion that made the alleged mass murder of 6 million Jews possible. Accordingly, European Christianity is to a large extent responsible for this horrendous massacre. Not only is this a major theme of standard works on the Holocaust, such as Raoul Hilberg's The Destruction of the European Jews, but it has been a major theme of many Holocaust conferences in the past. For example, this theme played a prominent role in the Remembering the Future conference at Oxford, England in July of 1988. We'll take a further look at this essay when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton will join us at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been taking a look this morning at the London Sunday Times report of yesterday in regard to what the United States Air Force is allegedly up to in something called Project Checkmate. Just the latest indication that Israel has its fingerprints all over Project Checkmate through the auspices of someone called Dr. Lonnie, L-A-N-I, Dr. Lonnie Kass, K-A-S-S, a former Israeli military officer and expert on cyber warfare. Folks, whenever you look at this sort of a story in the mainstream international press, the Israeli connection to all of these different American intelligence and national security operations seems to constantly surface. And this is why the establishment in Southern California is so concerned about this No More Wars for Israel conference. I'll simply say this. We'll be talking about the conference, of course, throughout the morning, and we'll continue to publicize it between now and the time that it actually happens, October 12th through the 14th. But I would ask you to prayerfully consider what can be done to support Mark Lynn of the American Free Press and what he's doing. He needs your prayer. He needs your encouragement, and he needs your financial resources. Some of that is starting to come in, and that's all well and good, and I thank those of you who have been participants thus far. But, folks, we need to get behind this young man in what he is accomplishing on behalf of the rest of us. He's out there on point in a situation that involves unbelievable commitment and unbelievable stress. And for Mark Lynn of the American Free Press and for all of these fine speakers that he's put together and for those who are most directly involved in the logistics and the planning and the behind-the-scenes financing of this, pray for these people. Appreciate what they're doing and support them, please. Support them because all it takes is your contribution in prayer and your contribution financially to the extent that your resources permit that. That will bring about the best possible result in Southern California, October the 12th through the 14th. And the best possible result in Southern California, October the 12th through the 14th, is not simply going to encourage all of these speakers who are in the front line battle of the greatest battle in all of world history that seems to be coming to absolute consummation in the days ahead, but it's a victory for all of you around the country and around the world, for that matter, who believe in freedom. If you believe in freedom, if you believe in peace, if you are an American who believes in the Constitution of this country, you need to support this conference. Time is running out. It seems to me that the neocons are redoubling their efforts to make sure that they have their bets covered in this presidential election, which involves all of the top-tier candidates in both of the major parties, and we've quite clearly demonstrated that on this show from time to time. But when you look at the way in which they have been centrally involved in the progressive takeover of every American institution in the last 45 or 50 years, it is time that we counter those trends. And to the extent that you're out there listening to this, and to the extent that you could be involved financially, that you could be involved in intercessory prayer on behalf of those who are direct participants, and to the extent that you could be networking for this conference, tell your family members about it. Tell your friends about it. Send out the URL of this blogspot, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. We will see all of our efforts collectively multiplying and being blessed when we get behind Mark Lynn of the American Free Press and what he's doing, when we get behind the other fine people that he's helped to put together as a team to speak at this conference. Please be involved in any possible way that you can. Back to Paul Grubach's essay, The Holocaust Ideology, A Theological Threat to Christianity and Islam. Paul Grubach reminds us that there were themes that played a prominent role in the Remembering the Future conference at Oxford, England in July of 1988. He says that establishment Holocaust intellectuals never tire in pointing out that Lutheran Christianity in Germany was a major force behind the rise of virulent anti-Semitism, quote, that led to the Holocaust, unquote. Martin Luther himself is accused of being one of the major figures in the pantheon of intellectual demons who conjured up anti-Semitic hatred in Germany. These are serious charges that are leveled against Western Christianity, says Paul Grubach. Before one can evaluate the charge, quote, Western Christendom is to a large extent responsible for the Holocaust, unquote, we must first determine if the mass murder of 6 million Jews actually occurred. But this is not the only way in which the Holocaust ideology affects Christianity, according to Paul Grubach. There is a way in which the Holocaust issue affects world Christianity and not just European Christendom. A quite popular avant-garde school of philosophy claims that, quote, God died with Auschwitz, unquote. According to this line of thought, a morally perfect, omnipotent God that deeply loves all mankind would never allow something as horrendous and monstrous as the Holocaust to take place. But the Holocaust did occur. Hence, the God of Christianity probably does not exist. The Jewish theologian Amos Finkelstein, quote, "The admission that God or ethical theism died in Auschwitz because Auschwitz defies all meaning calls, we are told, for a radical change in the most fundamental premises," unquote. The Christian theologian Robert McAfee Brown, quote, "This is the crisis of belief that the Holocaust forces on us. For who, whether Jew or Christian, can believe in a God in whose world such things take place? The perennial mystery of evil, the source of our greatest vulnerability as believers, reaches unique expression in the Holocaust. No theodicy can encompass this event so that its wounds are closed or its scars healed. It forever precludes easy faith in God or humanity. Both are placed under judgment, and a verdict or acquittal may not be lightly rendered, if at all, to either party," unquote. Finkelstein's and McAfee Brown's statements also imply that the Holocaust doctrine is a challenge to even Jews that believe in God, but a discussion of how it affects theistic Judaism is going beyond the bounds of this short essay, says Paul Grubach. According to influential Jewish and Christian thinkers, then, the whole Holocaust ideology destroys, or could destroy, the very credibility of the Christian religion, or a belief in God. Let us continue with this theological speculation in relation to the Holocaust. The ardent Jewish Zionist and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Elie Wiesel has claimed that, quote, "The sincere Christian knows what died in Auschwitz was not the Jewish people, but Christianity," unquote. The Catholic theologian and Gentile Zionist Harry James Cargas has cast a sympathetic glance upon Wiesel's claim, for he has written, quote, "The Holocaust is, in my judgment, the greatest tragedy for Christians since the crucifixion. In the first instance, Jesus died. In the latter, Christianity may be said to have died," unquote. If I understand Wiesel and Cargas correctly, says Paul Grubach, their argument goes something like this. It is not conceivable that a religion which is directly inspired by God could be responsible for something as horrendous and monstrous as the Holocaust, the mass murder of millions of Jews in gas chambers and by other means. But the Holocaust did occur, and Christendom inspired it, and is largely responsible for it. Hence, Christianity is probably not inspired by a morally perfect, omnipotent being, or this supreme being may not even exist. Clearly, then, says Paul Grubach, the whole Holocaust ideology represents a direct challenge to the credibility and the very existence of Christianity and a belief in God, as a significant number of intellectuals and laymen give credence to this, quote, "God died with Auschwitz," unquote, theology. The Holocaust ideology has created a major crisis of faith among contemporary Christians and other believers in ethical theism. The speculations of theologians like Finkelstein and McAfee Brown are simply expressions of this crisis. In order that Christians may successfully deal with the crisis of faith that the Holocaust ideology has created, it is necessary to first answer the most obvious question: did the Holocaust actually occur? In order to answer this question in a truthful way, one must examine and evaluate both the traditional and revisionist views of the Holocaust in a fair and objective manner. But in contemporary mainstream society, says Paul Grubach, this is not possible. The Holocaust ideology can be used to discredit and disprove God's existence and attack and undermine the Christian religion. Yet it is not acceptable in our Western mainstream society to attempt to show that the Holocaust ideology is not true. According to the prevailing mores, it is, quote, evil and immoral, unquote, to disprove the Holocaust ideology. Indeed, according to the prevailing mores that reign supreme in academia, mainstream society, and in mainstream Christian circles, it is morally wrong to even attempt to argue the revisionist viewpoint. This was stated many years ago by the Lutheran theologian Dr. John Warwick Montgomery in Herman Otten's Christian News. In regard to the piles of bodies found in some concentration camps at the end of World War II, he stated, quote, "It is immoral to argue that these people were the victims not of an extermination program, but of disease and malnutrition brought on by the total collapse of Germany," unquote. Even more generally, it was recently reported in the news that Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, the Catholic Archbishop of Westminster, has said that, quote, "The Holocaust denial is tantamount to sacrilege," unquote. In other words, says Paul Grubach, it supposedly violates Christian morality to reject the traditional view of the Holocaust and argue that revisionism is correct. To put the Holocaust beyond the realm of rational critique, says Grubach, to make it sinful and immoral to debunk it, is tantamount to elevating it to the status of a sacred dogma. Yet the Holocaust ideology is a human interpretation of history created by human officials and historians and is propagated by human ideologues and their sympathizers. There is nothing sacred about the Holocaust ideology. It was not in any way sanctioned by the Supreme Being. God did not hand down the doctrine of the Holocaust to Moses on Mount Sinai along with the Ten Commandments. One could cogently argue that to endow a totally human doctrine with an aura of holy religious sacredness is, according to Christian morality, to engage in idolatry. How so? Asked Paul Grubach. In Exodus 20 we read, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before thee. In a word, says Grubach, in contemporary Western society, the Holocaust ideology is before the concept of God. You can use the Holocaust ideology to disprove and discredit the concept of God, but it is quote-unquote evil and immoral to attempt to disprove the Holocaust ideology. There is no commandment in Scripture that says, quote, thou shalt believe in the Jewish Holocaust ideology, unquote. However, there are statements in Scripture that command the Christian to search for truth. In John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, it is stated, quote, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, unquote. In 1 John 2:21 we read, quote, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth, unquote. Finally, to illustrate the point, says Grubach, let us quote Exodus 20, verse 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. These statements, Paul Grubach says, clearly imply that they who follow the words of the Bible will search for truth and reject lies. A Christian does not find the truth about the alleged Jewish Holocaust by blindly accepting what the Zionist-influenced mass media tells him. The real Christian strives for the truth. He gives the revisionist and traditional view of the Holocaust a fair hearing and then attempts to determine where the truth really is. The Holocaust, quote-unquote, is an ideological interpretation of history that is propagated worldwide by various power elites. It is to be evaluated with the same set of rational scientific methods that historians and political scientists apply to other doctrines of this nature. In recent years, the Holocaust ideology has been used in a developing assault upon the Islamic religion, says Grubach. Consider this example. In the January 8, 2006 issue of the San Francisco Chronicle, the ardently pro-Zionist writer Edwin Black made this statement, quote, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has shot to the forefront of Holocaust denial with his rabble-rousing remarks last month. But it's more like self-denial. The president of Iran need only look to his country's Hitler-era past to discover that Iran and Iranians were strongly connected to the Holocaust and the Hitler regime, as was the entire Islamic world under the leadership of the Mufti of Jerusalem, unquote. The implication here, says Grubach, is that Iranians and Muslims are also, quote, guilty of the evil mass murder of the Jews, unquote. The very same arguments that we have seen in this essay used against Christianity could very well be used against the Islamic religion. For example, Muslims believe that God is absolutely good and perfect, and he directly inspired the Islamic religion. So the argument then proceeds. Islam could not be inspired by an infinitely good and perfect God because its followers are connected with something so horrific as the Holocaust. My ultimate point, says Paul Grubach, is this. The Holocaust doctrine is a theological attack upon and a threat to both the Christian and Islamic religions. Christians and Muslims must deal with this theological threat in an honest and forthright manner by giving both the revisionist and traditional views of the Holocaust a fair hearing, as is consistent with the teachings of both the Bible and the Quran. That's Paul Grubach's essay today entitled The Holocaust Ideology, A Theological Threat to Christianity and to Islam. And folks, when we consider the whole business of Holocaust ideology, what is the truth about what happened in Bolshevik Russia? Who was behind it? How many people lost their lives? How many people lost their lives because of the world communist movement that was spawned by what happened in Bolshevik Russia in 1917? Who was behind it? Who was really behind what happened to the Armenians in 1915 through 1917 at the hands of the Turks? Were the Turks the key players, or were there other forces lurking in that situation too? The answer to those questions and the mathematics of those questions may beg yet a further question. Why is there not a Holocaust museum in Washington, D.C., dedicated to all of the victims of Bolshevik communism worldwide? Because the number of those victims dwarfs the number of victims in Nazi Germany many, 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 many times over. That's number one. And number two is this. Who was behind the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia? Who were the chief architects? The same people who now insist that we should swear to Holocaust ideology and its orthodoxy? This is Mark Antoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
back.
Live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Greg Felton, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, will hook up with us in approximately 6 minutes from now. Folks, we've been talking about it all throughout the show. The No More Wars for Israel conference, it comes up October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. Mark Lynn has put this thing together. It is dedicated, of course, to Mordecai Vanunu, the former Israeli nuclear tech who spent 18 years in an Israeli prison for trying to warn the world about what Mark Lynn says is the most dangerous nation in the world, possessing the most dangerous weapons in the world. And Mark updates us, of course, by saying this morning that there are some things going on in Southern California that involve harassment of vendors, that involve false representation, that involve a series of things that Mark Lynn has not said publicly yet in regard to very serious people with very serious methodologies that are utilized in suppressing freedom of speech on this issue. Support Mark Lynn of the American Free Press in what he's doing and putting this conference together, folks. And as you look at this conference, there are a series of really, really important names that have already signed up as confirmed speakers. These include now Phil Turney, the survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty and former president of the Liberty Veterans Association, Michael Collins Piper, the American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network, Patrick Grimm of Zionist Watch, Mark Dankoff of both the American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's one, folks, that is absolutely pivotal. Bedros Hajin, expert on the Zionist role in the Armenian Genocide. That, as I understand it, is going to be pulling in a lot of Armenian participants from the Armenian community in Los Angeles, as well as worldwide. Father Christopher Hunter, Jim Condit Jr., Dr. Kaukab Sadiq, the publisher of the Islamic magazine New Trends. Of course, Mark Lynn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross. Tito Howard, the investigator and filmmaker of the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. Professor Ray Goodwin of the Barnes Review. Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths and Project Straight Gate Ministries. Dr. Robert Brock. Wendy Campbell and Mark Green of Marwin Media, 9/11 truth activist Ellen Mariani, Eileen Fleming of WeAreWideAwake.org, Joachim Martello, and others. A few other people have been invited, Jimmy Carter, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, Professors Mearsheimer and Walt, Scott Ritter, and Paul Craig Roberts. Will they be there? We'll wait and see. Again, the No More Wars for Israel conference. Hotel rooms are $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration is $150 per person, couples for $175. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Those not wishing to eat can get a discounted rate. Send checks or money orders to Mark Lynn, Box 27, Kerry Wood with the C, Idaho, 83809. Or find out how to pay Mark through PayPal by going to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. We'll be back with Greg Felton. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.